As the mighty Helios speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him and to forever hold us sealed within the glory of his heart. And may we never again see a shadow of the human. Beloved ones of my heart, as we enter into the release of tonight's great power of the cosmic fire, may each of you be drawn closer into the glorious use of its mighty power to produce perfection for you that you have craved for centuries, and which now stands ready to draw you into the glory of its heart as you hold steady with your face to the light and demand the freedom that only the cosmic fire can give. I want you to enter in, if you will, to the fiery forgiveness, which is the great one of the great powers that we use in cleansing the earth, because forgiveness as we know it is replacement of that which is of the human by the eternal perfection of that which is divine. So your concept of forgiveness and love and mercy of the past, I think, will be considerably expanded and illumined as you realize that forgiveness from our standpoint and mercy from our standpoint means the removal of that which is of the human and the replacement of it by that which is divine. And then, if you will call forth into your outer use my fiery control of conditions in the physical world, I think those of you who are sincere and determined to the light will go forward experiencing the miracles and the blessings and the marvels that your hearts have craved for centuries. Your hearts have longed to produce these miracles that come forth instantly at your call. And there's no reason, dear hearts, that you shouldn't have them, except that a human has been allowed to replace God. And tonight, let us put an end to that human forever. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And if you'll just remain so. I won't stay long tonight, but I trust I will give you a gift that will stay with you forever. Precious hearts, we have longed for so many centuries for a few of mankind to stand perfectly steady in their increasing strength and expanding light until we could raise them to the point where we could clothe them with our cosmic fire that would make them invincible in the midst of anything in this world. And we are trying to do that for you all. Because of the service you have rendered thus far, the great cosmic law is permitting many, many things to be done for your blessing that otherwise could never come. And so, as you think of forgiveness in the future, will you always remember it as replacement of that which is of human creation by the perfection of the divine? The forgiveness under the action of the cosmic law to which we refer is the giving of God's perfection for the power released to remove the human limitation. Forgiveness is giving something for something else. And when we give the cosmic fire from our octave into your outer use, it is the power that you are to use to sweep aside the human and consume it, that the divine perfection may come forth to bless you in the fulfillment of the divine plan. So forgiveness is not a sentimental thing. It's a very tangible, practical reality and a very definite, positive use of the cosmic fire from our octave to dissolve and consume the discord in yours. And it is a cosmic power and gift of love alone. So in the use of these greater powers, which we are offering to you from our great octave of life, because of the national crisis and emergency in America, we want you to feel this with very much greater power. So when you send forth your decrees or conditions come to your attention that need to be changed, you will know that the decree as it is sent forth becomes clothed by your call in our cosmic fire to go into the condition and be the power that removes the human and consumes it, and then replaces it by the perfection from our octave that is to become eternal in this world. And as you call forth my cosmic control of any condition in this world by the sacred fire over which I am the ruler, you will be greatly delighted with the speed with which conditions in the outer world that have limited and tortured you in the past will change at your command. And we want you to have the joy and the feeling of a greater mastery that will come to you as you demand my cosmic control come into the world about you and be the action of that authority to which everything in this old system bows. There is no opposition to me. When I blaze that fire, it burns away everything else. And when you call forth my cosmic control, it means the force of the cosmic fire that governs the whole system and holds it in its orbit around the central sun and holds every planet in the system around the physical sun. That is the control of the fire element to which I direct your attention. Therefore, I'm not speaking of some imaginary power or something ephemeral or something that is here 1 minute and gone the next. The cosmic fire which created and sustains this whole system of worlds is the cosmic control that maintains divine order and purity in that great divine plan of which it is a part. And since you are part of the activities of this world, then that cosmic fire is your master also. I'm the cosmic control, which I am to all life in this system of worlds, can be drawn in to your own individual use and direction by your own conscious call. And then you will know what it means when you contemplate the beloved Master Jesus' words, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I want you to feel tonight that the law of forgiveness and the law of cosmic control drawn into physical conditions is the activity of the cosmic fire that will consume everything that heretofore has been the resistance of the human and caused delay in your worlds in the answering of your decrees. When you call forth, after you have given your decrees, the cosmic fire of my cosmic control to charge into those decrees, that cosmic fire that controls everything in the whole system and compels instantaneous action, then the delay that heretofore has seemed to be the element of time in the answering of your calls, you will find rapidly disappearing. And it is necessary that you use this immediately in order to bring greater help to the nation more quickly in the crisis which you are facing. And we cannot protect that which is destructive. We cannot protect any quality that is of the sinister force. Therefore, as you call the fire of our forgiveness into a condition, we blaze a flame that gives you the power to sweep the wrong aside. I let the flame take its place, out of which comes the manifestation of the perfection that fulfills the divine plan. Now, whether that perfection is a physical thing in your physical world, or whether it be an idea, or the energy of your feelings, or anything that you ask to manifest in the physical world, matters not. All has come forth from the sacred fire. All must be purified and perfected by the sacred fire. All must be protected by the sacred fire. If it is to be sustained in the future and fulfill the divine plan. And may I assure you, precious ones, that the divine plan does not contain the gratification of any of your human desires. If they are of the body, then they will torture the body. If they are of the mind, they will torture the mind. If they are of your affairs, they will torture your affairs and limit you with failure. We cannot use the cosmic fire to protect any destructive thing, be it quality, person, place, condition, or thing. Therefore, as you call forth my forgiveness, love, and mercy of the cosmic fire into the physical octave, then you become charged with the determination and the feeling, the decision within you to call forth this cosmic fire that sweeps aside the limitation and replaces it with a perfection that keeps you eternally happy. And may I say to you, these gifts which we are giving by turning your attention to these various activities of the cosmic fire are the powers of our greater life that we are offering to you to save you in this world. And none in the universe can take them from you if you want them. Therefore, beloved ones, when I have offered you the great cosmic flame of my cosmic control in this system of worlds, know that if you call my control into the physical octave, I will control. I can assure you of that. I can prove to you what the instantaneous answers to your calls will be. This is the cosmic fire that is necessary to overcome what you call time and space. This brings the instantaneous action that enables you to have help quick enough to keep the plans of the destructive forces from being fulfilled. And I would appreciate it greatly if you would call my cosmic control into the brain and body of every human being in Congress and at once, and all in your government. And then we'll see whether the renegades of destruction have any authority or not. But we need the call. If you want perfected conditions in your world, you've got to call the authority of perfection into the physical octave. And you've got to call the cosmic fire into action to produce that perfection, whether it be for the consuming of that which is wrong or the building and outpicturing expansion of that which is right. The great cosmic fire to which we have turned your attention is no figment of anyone's imagination. And it certainly isn't a concoction of the mind of the messenger. I am pointing you to the one supreme power of mastery in the universe, out of which comes all intelligence, all love, all power, all substance, all energy, all life, to produce in the universe about you the manifestations that glorify the source of life, the great central sun. And all manifestation should glorify its source instead of being a chain and a limitation to the outer physical self. The sense consciousness, my dear ones, has tortured you for centuries. And if I were you, I would charge my outer self with the cosmic control of myself. I'll let us see what I can do for you. Haven't you tried to control yourselves a long while? And have you been too successful? Not enough to gain your ascension, or you wouldn't be here. How often have you intellectually decided to exert more control over the outer self so you wouldn't do the things that you knew were wrong? And then, how often has that decision been swept aside and the feelings rushed forward and you go right on doing the same old things that are wrong? How many times has that happened, do you think, to yourselves down the centuries? I would not like to contemplate it. And since the control of the energy of the outer self has not been enough to keep it purified long enough for you to attain the ascension, then I would think you need my cosmic control in the physical world. Thank you, precious ones. Very often you have charged yourselves with self-control, and sometimes by force of will have governed situations temporarily, and then again have lost that governing power. But I guarantee you from tonight, if you call my cosmic control into yourselves and into your affairs, that will become permanent. Because when my cosmic control acts in the physical world or in an individual, the fire comes from our octave to abide there forever. and to raise all into the heart of the sacred fire. And then will you have the peace for which you have waited for centuries. Then will you abide within that cosmic flame that enfolds you, and even though the heavens fall and the ground dissolves under your feet, you will abide in my control that takes care of you. Isn't that not important? So it will be an easy matter, precious ones, to call forth my fiery forgiveness into the physical world, to obliterate the human creation and clear the way for the perfection of a divine plan fulfilled, which your beloved I Am presence is ever awaiting an opportunity to release into your outer use to bless you with eternal happiness. And therefore, in the use of these greater powers of your own life streams, which your mighty I Am presence is waiting to bring into your outer use, when your outer self is controlled by the cosmic fire, which we direct, it will be safe to release into your outer use these greater powers of life's perfection that are natural, are eternal, and can only bless you and enable you to bless others, but always through the use of the cosmic fire. Mankind have not understood what the cosmic fire meant through the ages, and hence they have remained in their limitations. But those of you to whom we are bringing this knowledge can comprehend and use this cosmic fire, not only to help set yourselves free, but you can use it now for the freedom of your nation and to demand that mankind be compelled to understand it. For they can never be free until they do. With all that's been said through the centuries, mankind are as ignorant of what the cosmic fire means as a child. Therefore, tonight, it is very important to you that I remind you to call into yourselves and into outer conditions everywhere my cosmic control, and that you use my cosmic fire of forgiveness and love and mercy in and around yourselves, and demand my cosmic control of everything in your beings and worlds, that your perfection may be eternal, and that your ability to assist the nation tonight may increase to the point where that becomes the strength and the protection around constructive forces and individuals within your land to enable them to go forward to victory. We have given you each night some special quality or power and have called your attention to the use of it. Now then, as you require more control of the conditions in the physical world that are limiting your activities of your daily life, then as you use my cosmic control of that cosmic fire, that will flood into you and surround you and strengthen all that is constructive within you, so that when you want to exert the control of the energy of the emotional body, the fire enfolding you of our purity will govern that energy and keep it where it belongs and return it to the presence to create the perfection that fulfills the divine plan and thus set you free. You cannot idly use energy. Every ounce of energy you use, knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, willingly or unwillingly, every ounce of energy will return to you with the quality with which you have charged it. If you have sent it forth charged with a certain rate of vibration, it will seek every bit of energy that is charged with that same rate of vibration and will come right back into you. Now, when we call forth the cosmic fire from our octave and you charge the energy of your mental and feeling world or the atmosphere about you with our control or our cosmic fire, that vibration goes forth into the atmosphere about you. And as you say in electrical parlance, radio parlance, that cancels out everything unlike itself, wherever it travels. And therefore, if we give it to you and you call it forth in outer use, it swings into the world around you to consume or cancel out those vibrations that are discordant, and it will return to you with its blessings. It will be as a direct messenger to go forth into destructive conditions and stop destructive vibratory action. And that it will return to you for use again. For it is eternal and it is ever expanding, because it is the causeless cause, the eternal sacred fire, self-sustained, ever expanding, perfection and happiness and manifestation without limit everywhere for eternity. And therefore I plead with you to remember the use of these activities of the sacred fire which we have given you every night. But I know of nothing that will bless you any more than to consciously call forth into your outer affairs and into yourselves, into persons, places, conditions, and things, our cosmic control of everything that contacts you. And then the sacred fire of our forgiveness and love and mercy, our cosmic control of conditions in and about you, will come about by the release of this cosmic fire, which none on earth can change or defy. That cosmic fire will consume everything unlike itself. And therefore, you will have the purity that is necessary. You will have the strength that is necessary for your presence to give you the greater powers of your higher mental bodies to use in your physical affairs and do the things that the world calls miraculous. And this is a powerful assistance in healing. When you call forth my cosmic control of the sacred fire to produce instantaneous healing in yourselves or others, then the violet flame is set into action with whatever intensity is necessary to control the condition. And that violet flame is the purity that compels perfection. Oh, beloved ones, please use and use and use this which I am giving you tonight. Use the fire of our forgiveness, mercy and love in yourselves to replace everything that keeps you disturbed when the great God presence of your mighty I Am wants you at peace. We want you at peace. And because human creation exists in the outer world and has disturbed you for centuries, is no excuse for letting it go on. And you call my cosmic control of the cosmic fire into those conditions, and I'll control them. Thank you, precious ones. You have let the sinister force control the energy and conditions of the outer world until it has imposed these limitations upon you. Now then, turn to us and call forth our fiery control. It is cosmic victory into your physical conditions, and see whether I act or not. See whether I'm an imaginary being. I can produce results. If I should choose to teach someone a lesson, I could control the atmosphere about them, or I could shake them out of their seats. Now we'll see whether the human is going to go on longer with its dishonor to God. You call forth my cosmic control. And the human will cease its torture of you. Call forth the fire of my forgiveness, mercy, and love, and see whether that fire will push aside the human until it can be consumed. You need this, my dear ones. And once you begin to feel the thrill, the joy, and the mastery of its use in your daily affairs, you will go forward almost on wings of light with the release of a power that will delight you forever and bless every particle of life you contact. So I'm not offering a temporary gift. I am offering you an eternal power of life. Whose life? My life. To this whole system of worlds. And that life is the life from the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, with which your own beloved I Am presence is one. I am offering your outer self my life. I'm the fire of my life in the outer to enable your own beloved I Am presence to expand the fire of its own life within you until the two become one. And when they are one, your human limitations are through. And it is well worth every effort you can ever make to remember to call my cosmic control into your physical world, even in the tiniest condition with which you are concerned in your daily activities. I'll let this flame become ever active within you and around you until it repels and consumes that which is destructive, and you abide in the divine home of that sacred fire that is given to you from the great central sun, in which you may move for eternity and expand perfection to your heart's content to bring joy and freedom and illumination everywhere you go in the universe. And when you use it in cosmic action, you become a ruler of systems of worlds. And if you want the fire of my cosmic control, ask for it. How long have mankind been told through the centuries, call and I will answer thee. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto thee. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Why think you has that reminder been given to life, to mankind, century after century, if it were not the law? And anyone who makes the effort to give that obedience and issue those commands will have the proof of the law in action. So from tonight, beloved ones, call forth the fire of my forgiveness, mercy, and love, and the fire of my cosmic control. And let your world be the world of the perfection of our cosmic fire. Then, as its radiation goes forth to the life about you, it will strengthen everything that is constructive and consume or repel everything that is not. And it is a scepter of power, second to none. When you call forth the fiery cosmic control from my heart's flame, and you demand that in your physical octave, do not be surprised if changes take place. But they'll be changes that only bring happiness to you. And if you will, in the authority of your own life, your beloved I Am presence, call this forth, remember, my fiery cosmic control of all in your physical world with which you are concerned, then there comes from our octave into yours more and more of that cosmic fire, this time to remain permanently until you will perfect one place after another and your work of the centuries will be sustained for all time to come. Therefore, it is a very wonderful gift which I offer, and the most practical thing you could ever use. So as we enter in to the preparation for tomorrow, let us call forth the fiery cosmic control of everything with which you are concerned in all your physical affairs, in everything in the physical octave, in everything in your physical government, in all physical conditions of mind and body and affairs. I know wherever you move that my flame of cosmic control enfolds you and governs conditions about you until they become the perfection expressed that will honor your God, free your fellow man, perfect your nation, and hold the freedom that is the destiny of all life, a condition here that is permanent. In the great love which provides these magnificent activities of life, do I clothe you tonight to make this clear to your consciousness, to keep it ever before your memory, and to help you use it in your outer conditions until they are brought to the perfection that gives you the greater freedom by which you may go forward and bring the victory of light everywhere. Then, in the service of your beloved Saint Germain, will your joy know no bounds? and all the greater powers of your life streams can be released into your outer use safely and this time permanently, so you never again pass through the disappointment of losing a power that you have once used. Let me show you tonight the cosmic control which that sacred fire has over everything in creation. And then, in the love and forgiveness and mercy of the cosmic fire which I direct, may you enter in to the use of this divine blessing that will as surely bring heaven on earth as you make the call. And then will you find that my cosmic control of the conditions of this world is no figment of anyone's imagination, and you will have entered in to the treasure house of the universe in its use of boundless powers and all that your heart ever will desire to produce creation, and then in the great joy of its ever expanding glory will you sing with the angelic host and be grateful for your freedom. Your freedom cannot come except by the cosmic control of the sacred fire. Your own I Am presence is that. Every ascended being is that control, and because I use that in the control of the whole system, its momentum is terrific, its power infinite, and its manifestations can become eternal at your command. I commend you to the greatest happiness you have ever known in the use of this, which sets you free and all mankind also. Then when you say, my beloved I Am presence, will you know that its cosmic control from our octave of life moves before you and prepares your way, and in the pathway of light will you go forward to the fulfillment of your every heart's desire, and the joy of eternity is yours to expand without limit to bless others. May you go forward and forever abide in the great cosmic fire of my cosmic control. I know what its love can do for you. Thank you and good night. Thank you, precious Helios. Thank you, great beings who have given us this light. Beloved, precious Daddy, blessed, precious Saint Germain, and beloved, precious Nada, precious Jesus and Mary, and all the great ones whose love has brought us this far in the light, draw us in to the fiery cosmic control of your own heart's flame, and once and forever shut out all that is not thy perfection. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such cosmic control of everything in through and around us all, that we move forward, touched only by that which is constructive, and in the service of beloved Saint Germain, complete our work that sets America free, and through America the world. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in everything that you know that cosmic control can give, and make us its victory everywhere. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, precious, mighty, beloved Helios. Beloved Jesus and Daddy, all the great ones. Thank you for everything. Just seal us in your cosmic fire that forever shuts out everything else. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for thy visible, tangible, ascended master presence with us at all times. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved mighty I Am presence, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring it into its distress, in this great fiery cosmic control, from beloved mighty Helios' own heart, blaze the fire of his love and dissolve and consume everything that is not its perfection forever. And we accept that in outer physical action, now in full control forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with the one mighty stroke of mighty Helios, cosmic fire of his cosmic control of everybody and everything under this radiation in the service of beloved Saint Germain, to the fulfillment of the divine plan that sets America free and through America the world forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into our outer hands in use. Pour that forth without limit to compel the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we move into action, eternally grateful for the privilege of carrying, defending, and expanding that cosmic fire that can never fail. May it go forth and wrap itself around all in our national defense tonight, compel their immediate victorious return within our borders, and forbid any more to ever be sent into the holocaust of war. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all beloved mighty Helios, fiery cosmic control that is necessary in the physical octave to annihilate all human authority and control of all in this world forever. And may that cosmic fire descend and do its perfect work for eternity.